You're listening to the Today's Conveyancer podcast, the leading source of information for residential property lawyers in England and Wales. Don't forget to subscribe and sign up to our free newsletter at todaysconveyancer.co.uk. You can also follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter.
Hello, welcome along to the latest Today's Conveyancer podcast, which this week is a slightly shortened version, and it covers off the latest landmark property trends report, looking at the property market over the course of quarter one 2024. As ever, I have Ben Robinson and Rob Gurney here with me. Ben is the Managing Director of Landmark Estate Agency Services, Rob, Managing Director of Ocrosoft. Welcome along, chaps.
Hello there.
Hey, David, thank you. Good to be here.
We realised that we missed the last report doing this short podcast that we do. And I think the last time we were chatting, it was a bit of a picture of doom and gloom. We were sort of rather crossing our fingers that 2024 might be better than 2023. I was just saying before we started recording, I'm over in Lincolnshire at the moment, and I was driving around yesterday. There are for sale signboards everywhere. So whether that means people don't want to live in Lincolnshire or whether it means the markets have got some green shoots, perhaps you guys can tell us. What does the latest property trends report tell us about what's happening in the market? Ben, please.
So from our perspective, the agent's perspective, so looking at listings first, that supply, it's actually in a pretty good place. It was reasonable supply for most of last year, having been pretty constrained in a couple of years before. But what we've seen after a January being sort of level against our framed year, which is 2019, what we sort of consider the last normal year before lockdown and everything that came after it. It really, when we say it was 1% down, so it's pretty much the same. We actually saw February at 6% up and then March at 9% up. And considering the number of working days in March wasn't the normal, that's even more incredible, to be honest. And it probably fits what you're noticing. Lots of for sale boards. But of course, that's only part of the story. That's supply, people willing to sell. But it's an indicator of demand, because most people who want to sell need to purchase onwards once they've secured their sale. And I think that is a mixture of slightly stronger sentiment and perhaps some pent-up supply from last year and all of that uncertainty with people saying, you know what, we'll wait till next year when things have calmed down, then we'll put ours on the market.
So for the benefit of listeners, and just as a very quick recap, the report itself looks quite specifically at listings, properties sold subject to contract, searches ordered, and then completions. So supply side of things is starting to come back. Rob, what are we starting to see from a sold subject to contract and moving forward? What does that mean for conveyances?
I mean, the situation is not as positive as the one that perhaps Ben has painted on a listings perspective. When we look at sort of where we are in comparison to the same quarter of 2023, yes, January and February's numbers were slightly ahead, but only slightly. I think it was 2% up in January, 1% up in Feb. But then March fell behind, and quite significantly behind as well. But when you look sort of beyond the numbers as to, you know, why that might have been the case, so why was March down on 23, the drop-off is not necessarily market dynamics based, but more explained by just simply the fact that there were three less working days in March 24 than there was in March 23. That equates to, I think, 13% loss of available working days in that month. So I think the large proportion of why March sort of looks like a blip, a negative blip, is down to the number of working days in the month rather than, you know, any sort of market issues. That being said, the March 24 to March 23 comparison was 16% down. So there's obviously at least a 3% market issue there.
And what are you seeing then on the demand side from the agent's point of view, Ben?
I think the demand, from the way we measure it in terms of commitment, because that's actually structured conveyancing, takes a while to happen. I mentioned when we were talking about the supply, you've got to, if you're a home mover, have a committed, you've got to be in a position to move. So you've got to have a committed buyer yourself to be able to buy onwards and make commitment. And that takes some time to feed through. So in Q1 of the year, you always see a bit of rush of stock, people coming to a fresh year, you know, who've waited, let's get on the market. But it's been report in sort of the industry press that there's been a record or very high number of first-time buyers as a proportion of purchase. And of course, they kick off the process. It means then those home movers have got commitment one side and can actually commit themselves. Of course, though, because there's so much stock available, it's a different market to what it was. It's now a buyer's market rather than the seller's market. So each buyer has choice. That means they can take longer to decide, longer to commit, and be fussier before they make commitment. And of course, that's harder for an agent to manage through that process as opposed to post-lockdown where you had sort of 10 buyers to every property. So as long as you put it up there, people would commit quite quickly because they didn't have any other choice. So I think that's factoring in it. And hopefully that's all sort of a positive message to say this should start to feed through. There is a significant amount of stock on. That's people wanting to move. There's more stability. And I think in March, you know, the swap rates, the underlying interest rates had a bit of a wobble again. And we saw a bit of a creeping up of those rates that were available, but they seem to have found balance after a more positive inflation news. So, you know, I'm hoping sort of Easter out the way, that we'll actually start to see more of that available stock start to go under offer with those people who are now in a position to actually make acceptable offers. You know, as an agent, you won't accept an offer for someone who's not there and ready to buy.
But we're still struggling on completions, Rob. We still can't get that pipeline through quickly enough. And at the end of the day, conveyancers only get paid at the end of the transaction.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's true, completions still struggle. And, you know, as we know, they often take many more months to sort of trickle through the system than perhaps, you know, a lot of consumers would expect. But it's not all doom and gloom in the completions arena as well, David. So if I can take you through some of the stats, I mean, they are reasonably depressing, certainly from a January perspective. We were 22% down year on year. But if you remember, the completions were sort of dropping off in the first quarter of 23 because of the lack of instructions, the tail end of 22. So whereas 23 was sort of a declining situation for completions throughout the year, what we're seeing is that we were starting from a very, very low point anyway. And therefore, you know, the expectation is, of course, that there should be a recovery. It's just that there's going to be a lag between, you know, the instructions and completions, of course. So yeah, Jan 24 to Jan 23, 22% down. That improved to 16% in February. March was actually an even more significant improvement, despite the fact that we were still 16% down. But for the same reasons that I've already mentioned, of course, in conveyancer land, having a 5 Friday month and 23 working days is pretty, it's pretty special. We only had 4 Fridays and 20 working days in March 24. So when you actually look at sort of per working day, there's almost parity between the completion levels in March 23 versus the previous month that we've just seen. So that's kind of good evidence that the pipeline does appear to be moving in the right direction. One other thing that we monitor on a monthly basis is the completion to instruction ratio. And I think it's something that I've mentioned on previous podcasts, David. For quarter one, we would normally see sort of a completion to instruction ratio of around about 60%. That means that sort of 60% completions, you know, 0.6 completions per instruction. That's about average. And what we saw in the 3 months, January to March, was 50% in Jan, 47% in Feb, and 54% in March. Now, does a low ratio indicate capacity issues and potential delays in conveyancing? Well, usually it would, but it's not true in this particular moment in time. Why is that? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Firstly, the profession started 2024 with a very sort of depressed caseload, and therefore sort of, you know, a certain amount of build up is sustainable as, you know, the capacity in the market still exists. And therefore sort of an increase in caseload doesn't become instantly unmanageable. And secondly, it only really becomes a problem when the levels of instructions keeps outperforming completions like this on a consistent basis. And I already sort of mentioned the February to March ratios did sort of improve by 7%, and that 7% jump indicates that completions are probably already, you know, beginning to catch up. So I would expect that sort of ratio to continue to improve during the next quarter and hopefully sort of aim back towards normality.
Strikes me that this is a report in which you're giving and taking away all at the same time. The market is in an interesting kind of state of flux. Of course, we've still got things like the general election to consider, and I don't think anybody's got a crystal ball around the impact that that will have. We're hoping that Bank of England interest rates will come down, although the indication is that they are happy that it's controlling inflation and therefore we'll keep them as they are. There's a sense of some return to normality, but people may still wait to see if things change. Is that your kind of take on it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we're sort of clutching at that, you know, normality aspect. But at the same time, I think it's fair to say that I don't think, you know, we can remember the last time that the market has been so fragile.
We try and condense the report into a 10, 15 minute discussion. And it's been great to have you both on, giving your insights into the latest stats. So thank you very much indeed for joining. Thank you to Ben.
Cheers, David.
And thanks to Rob.
No props. Thanks a lot.
The Today's Conveyancer podcast is available on your preferred podcast provider. It's also available on todaysconveyancer.co.uk. My thanks to Ben and to Rob. Thank you as ever for listening, and we'll see you again soon.
You're listening to the Today's Conveyancer podcast, the leading source of information for residential property lawyers in England and Wales. Don't forget to subscribe and sign up to our free newsletter at todaysconveyancer.co.uk. You can also follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter.